From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Mohammad Jamal Kuwais, a 26-year-old American who said he's defected from the Islamic State group, had admitted he wasn't thinking straight when he decided to join the militant group in the Middle East this year. "I made a bad decision to go with a girl and go to Mosul," he said. He surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga fighters near the northern Iraqi city of Sinjar and has been held by them since Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Cuba on Sunday for a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. The important trip, however, is not without controversy. Mary Alice Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Three policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger, near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. In an earlier attack, three members of Niger's defense forces were wounded and five suicide bombers were killed on Wednesday. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and the EU is not an issue for bargaining, but an issue of humanitarian values. He made the comments Friday before sitting down with EU leaders to work out a deal for transferring tens of thousands of migrants from the EU into Turkey.
For us, for Turkey, refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value. All humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere.
In a deal met with criticism by human rights advocates, the EU is expected to promise Turkey limited visa-free travel and an accelerated path to EU membership. North Korea is following a familiar pattern of defiance in response to new international sanctions imposed on the country for conducting its fourth nuclear test. The latest provocation began on Friday morning with Pyongyang firing two medium-range ballistic missiles into the sea. The launches, which are a violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, occurred just one day after the United States announced further sanctions against the Kim Jong-un government. Wildlife officials in Kenya say a lion that escaped from the Nairobi National Park attacked a man on a busy road in the city on Friday. This is the third time in less than a month that lions have escaped, causing panic in the city. Mohammed Yusuf has more from Nairobi.
In recent years, the ever-expanding capital, which now counts 5 million people, has threatened the Nairobi sanctuary. Park officials say animal escapes and sittings are not new, but just getting more attention. However, they will be investigating a pattern they have seen in recent months of animals heading into residential areas away from their usual routes. In February, four lions spent a whole day wandering around different residential areas of the city, but no one was injured. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Saudi Arabia says it's ending the major combat operations in Yemen 1 year after launching Arab coalition airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Though the coalition will continue providing air support to Yemeni forces and help build an army, the fighting in Yemen has killed thousands, including 119 deaths during an airstrike on a market earlier this week. The UN says the vast majority of Yemeni civilians are in dire need of food and medical help. Unknown attackers fired rockets at a natural gas plant in southern Algeria on Friday. There are no reports of casualties. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.